The June 1st inventory of U.S. hog and pigs was at the highest level seen in the history of the USDA report series. At 68.4 million head, the inventory up 2% from June of 2015. The breeding herd supply was 5.8 million head, up 1% from a year ago. The March-May pig crop topping 30 million head. For this time period, the pig crop hasn't been this large since 1971. Clearly, no more problems with PEDV. University of Missouri Professor Emeritus Dr. Ron Plain does not expect a long-term impact, though, from this report.
In general, to summarize the pig report from my perspective, the trade is expecting most of the numbers to come in from even to up 1% compared to a year ago. We ended up up 1% to up 2% in most of the categories on inventory, so a tad bit more bearish than expected, but not a huge miss. Now, we are looking at record inventories. The hog inventory on June 1, the largest ever, and that's going to mean this year's hog slaughter is almost certainly going to be a new record, but we were expecting to be at or close to a record for some time for this year. So a bit bearish, but I don't see that it's going to be a big negative on the markets for very long.
Commodity broker Joe Kearns, he's with Kearns & Associates, is somewhat more negative, though, about the USDA numbers.
We came through on the higher side of normal on everything. And don't forget that last year when we were in a non-packer constrained environment, we traded live hogs down to $48 in the December timeframe. You tack on to perhaps 3% more animals without adding substantially more packing capacity. We will have hopefully the Missouri and the Minnesota plants coming online to help alleviate some of that. But the larger two plants aren't due to be on until the spring or summer of 2017. And I'm very concerned about what this might mean for pork producers for the first quarter of 2017 and the fourth quarter of 2016 as we start to head to some packing capacity type of constraints here.
For the third quarter, Kearns expects weakness in the hog markets. The pressure, he says, will only intensify in the fourth quarter. Plenty of pork for consumers to buy at the grocery store. For Oklahoma, we remain the fifth largest sow state in the country with 470,000 sows. That's up 7% compared to June of a year ago. Oklahoma continues to be a very desirable place to have sows, give birth to the baby pigs, and then ship them off to be fed where the corn is. Ninth as far as total hog numbers are in the state, in the states, for the state of Oklahoma at 2.15 million head. That's a drop of 4% compared to 1 year ago. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.